The Salvation Army exists to share the love of Jesus Christ, meet human needs, and be a transforming influence in the communities of our world. The Salvation Army gives hope through the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Salvation Army reaches out to support others without discrimination. The Salvation Army respects and values each other, recognizing everyone's worth. The Salvation Army responsibly manages the resources entrusted to it. The Salvation Army is both honored and delighted at being able to present this Sunday morning worship hour on radio and online. We thank you for your generous support in your prayers, your volunteering, and your financial generosity. May God richly bless you. Good morning, everyone, and we greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. He is Lord, and He is risen, and we need Him every hour, especially in the difficult days in which we live. As part of our worship, let us praise Him, the King of Heaven. Praise Him, the Everlasting King.
Praise my soul, the King of Heaven, to His feet the tribute bring.
Ransom filled, restored, forgiven, who like Thee is gracious He.
To move the tide,
we'll move the tide.
The world will peace and love for all. And we must hear our brother's call. So let us pray together, pray together, pray with one mighty voice. And let us sing together, sing together, pray and we'll rejoice. Oh, 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 for all to the Lord we'll rejoice. Oh, for all to the Lord we'll rejoice. Oh, for all to the Lord we'll rejoice. For the Lord.
Helen reads for us now. If you have your Bible nearby, please turn to Matthew chapter 18. That is Matthew 18, and she will be reading from Matthew 18, verses 21 to 35.
Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged. 'I will pay everything back.' The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. "Pay back what you owe me," he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, "Be patient with me, I will pay you back." But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. "You wicked servant," he said, "I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart. And may the good Lord give us new insights and blessings as we meditate upon His holy word.
Thank you, Helen, for this dynamic reading from the Holy Scriptures on the very important subject of forgiveness. Our thanks to the Festival Chorus of the Salvation Army from Ontario for reassuring us in our walk of faith that Jesus is all I need. You know, folks, Easter came and went so fast, let us revisit some of the musical selections that we were not able to play over the last couple of weeks. They could not is a wonderful and forceful selection written by Ron Harris and Claire Cloninger, sung by the Winton Bournemouth Songsters of the Salvation Army from England. It poses a number of questions. Could they really understand? Could they keep him in the grave? No, they could not.
stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty was on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me.
To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a
with us and enjoy your weekend. More body, heart, mind, and soul with Don and Helen Luther in moments.
The Salvation Army is deeply thankful for its many donors from all areas, walks of life, and denominations. We will now hear from a Roman Catholic lady, a retired educator from Nova Scotia, Dr. Martha Jodry.
I give to the Salvation Army because they're doing what all the rest of us should be doing every day of our lives, giving. They're loving to others. They give them shelter, food, education, direction, support, emotional support, physical support, mental support, everything. Well, isn't that what we're supposed to be doing for each other? Somehow we've forgotten that. That's what impressed me when I was 6 years old and saw them for the first time. They're just as dedicated now as they were when Catherine and William Booth started the organization in the what? Later 1800s, was it? When I donate to the Salvation Army, I feel that we're really honoring our promise to God that we are helping others.